Hello family of grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan, Wonder Chapter 8 edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is Psalms Chapter 38. And I just started with the word of prayer. Almighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, what we have done and what we have failed to do. Almighty King of Kings, we pray that may you please have mercy on us, make when you're protecting us, make when you're shielding us, that in whatever thing that we do, Father, we may always do it for the glorification of your name. Father, all those who are sick, all those who are in pain, all those who are in war, Father, may you grant them peace so that they may come back and glorify your name in your house. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go straight to Psalms chapter 38. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, or discipline me in your wrath. Your arrows have pierced me, and your hand has come down on me. Because of your wrath, there is no health in my body. There is no soundness in my bones because of my sin. My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy for me. My wounds fester and are loathsome because of my sinful folly. I have bowed down and bowed very low. All day long I go about mourning. My back is filled with searing pain. There is no health in my body. I am feeble and utterly crushed. I groan in anguish of heart. All my longings lie open before you, Lord. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pounders, my strength fails me. Even the light has gone from my eyes. My friends and companions avoid me because of my wounds. My neighbors stay away from me. Those who want to kill me set their traps. Those who would harm me talk of my ruin. All day long they scheme and lie. I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the mute who cannot speak. I have become like one who does not hear, whose mouth can offer no reply. Lord, I wait for you. You will answer, Lord my God. For I said, do not let them gloat or exalt themselves over me when my feet slip, for I am about to fall, and my pain is ever with me. I confess my iniquity. I am troubled by my sin. Many have become my enemy without cause. Those who hate me without reason are numerous. Those who repay my good with evil lodge accusations against me. Though I seek only to do what is good, Lord, do not forsake me. Do not be far from me, my God. Come quickly to my help, my Lord and my Savior. And this is where our Wonder Chapter 4 today ends. I just have a few messages that I want us to put across from today's chapter. And the first one comes from verse 3. It says, because of your wrath, there is no strength in my body. There is no soundness in my bones because of my sin. Amen. There is no soundness in my bone because of my sin. Sin is what distances us from the Lord. In what way? Because the Bible tells us that the Lord hates sin, but loves the sinners. But when we sin, amen, sin gives us that guilt that makes us feel like we are not worthy to be before the Lord. When we sin, the enemy will always encourage us to sin. But the moment we sin, the same enemy will use that sin to guilt trap us and keep us from the presence of the Lord. I think verse 4 says it clearly. My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. Verse 4, my guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. What the enemy will do, he'll make you sin over and over and over, and you accumulate guilt, and he'll start whispering in your ears, why do you want to go to church? Have you forgotten what you did last night? Why do you want to help so and so? Haven't you forgotten how you got the money? Why do you want to do this? Don't you remember this and that? Don't you remember this day at such a time? You know? And he will make you feel heavy at heart that you will start distancing yourself from the Lord. And it will please him so much. But today the Bible tells us that there is no sin that the Lord cannot forgive. However much you go astray, as long as you come back and confess, you get on your knees and you tell God, you know what, I'm sorry. He will always forgive you. Now, I'm not saying you go around sinning left and right because, you know, no. Please don't do that. Don't. But if you ever find yourself trapped in the guilt of sin, just get on your knees and ask for forgiveness. Confess. The Lord always forgives. He's a merciful, loving God who is always ready to forgive us. When you go to verse 15, it says, Lord, I wait for you. You will answer, Lord, my God. Wait, I will wait for you will answer. Are you patient enough to wait? Yesterday, we were talking about waiting patiently and being still. Today, the Bible is reminding us the same thing. The Lord will always answer your prayers. It's either yes or no. But in most cases, everyone just wants yes. No one wants no. And in the same manner, no one wants to wait. People want instant cash, quick. Have you been to those places where they say instant loan, quick cash? But that's not the God we serve. Yes, if he deems it right for you, he'll give it to you there and then. Sometimes he'll even give it to you before you pray. But sometimes we have to wait on him. 18 says, I will confess my iniquity. I am troubled by my sin. I will confess my iniquity. I am troubled by my sin. Do you ever feel like your relationship with God is not where you want it to be? Do you feel that there's a barrier between you and your Lord? Do you feel that there's something holding you from the presence of God? Do you feel like your sin is troubling you so much it has overweighed you? Then confess them to the Lord and let him change your life. Let him give you a new beginning. Let him give you a fresh start. Let him give you a clean slate at no condition, no strings attached. That's the kind of God that we serve. Get some time. Read Psalm chapter 38. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, Daily Grace with Alan. We'd love to hear from you. And the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty King of Kings, thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of life and thank you for the gift of provision. I thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, and to have done what we have failed to do. Father, may you have mercy on us. May you continue guiding us and protecting us in everything that we do, Almighty King of Kings, that at the end of the day we might come back to glorify your name. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.